First of all, stop running hundreds of ads. We've wasted like maybe years of work fixing product for the wrong customers. The goal of for e-commerce is to find out, is to build one campaign that is evergreen. ChatGPT will not help with all the information you need to know.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Logbook podcast. I'm your host, Zach Bernard. You can find me on social at itszachb. In each episode, I bring on experts from various industries for to learn about their strategies and insights driving extra business growth. Today, we're joined by Paul Matt, CEO and co-founder of AdWisely, an AI-powered advertising automation platform helping e-commerce brands maximize their return on ad spend through Meta and Google Ad Campaign. Paul is an e-commerce expert who started his entrepreneurial journey at just 18 years old selling online. And since 2015, he's been on a mission to democratize digital advertising for small and medium-sized businesses. What started as a retarget app, the first application to simplify Facebook dynamic ads for Shopify merchant, has evolved into AdWisely, a platform that's managed over $15 million in advertising budget and consistently delivers an average ROAS of 600% or higher for thousands of online stores. Paul, it's great to have you on the show. Welcome aboard.
Hi, Zach. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you so much for joining us here. And Paul, I mean, I know I was talking to you about before we dived into things. You were telling me that you're in Bali. Lucky you. I wish I could have that beautiful weather over here. It's absolutely freezing over here in Canada. But obviously, our show is for business owners, entrepreneurs. And one of the things I always like to do, because we're always interviewing entrepreneurs who've been around the block, is I'd love to hear if you had to like rebuild your company from scratch, like current company, knowing everything that you know, what's the one thing that you would do differently or that you would implement from day one that you feel a lot of people get like totally wrong?
This is the amazing question. I would have answers from other entrepreneurs like every day in my calendar to get new insights. So I can't tell you one, but I have two. And it's really important. The first one is to be in the center of the technology bubble, where is the technology is growing, starting. I mean, about Silicon Valley. I started business being in Ukraine with a team in Ukraine in 2015, 2016. And the first 5 years I was there, just visiting US for two meetings, etc. So the first, what I would change, I would go to US as soon as possible, because I had, I don't have enough the meaningful connections that I have right now, being living in US for like more than 3 years right now, and after the war started, I moved to US and I understand how valuable to be there with your customers and with the market that you're working with. So this is the first. And the second one, that I shouldn't give the product to everyone. When we started the retarget app, we received like thousands of new customers overnight. Mm-hmm. And over the 1 week, we received so many different customer segments and sizes from different countries. And our automated onboarding didn't qualify anyone. So every Shopify and Lightstore owner was able to run their product. So in this particular case, we received so many feature requests, so many problems, bugs, issues, and we wasted like maybe years of work fixing product for the wrong customers. So what I would change right now is very important, is to focus on micro segments that has a maximum possible LTV that we believe in, or potentially highest retention for us, and offer service just to them. Otherwise, we waste so many resources to customers that has low LTV, or even etc. Yeah, and customer support resources also was wasted so much.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I can imagine.
This is my 2 points. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can imagine it. And I think you've learned from those mistakes, because I've seen on like your website where I think it mentions like this works best for brand doing above like $20,000 in like revenue or something like that. I forgot like the exact number, but I'm assuming when that happened, you were getting brands that maybe just started a dropshipping website store that were not going to get value out of your platform. You were trying to build features for people that probably were not going to even use the platform for like the next like 2 months. So you were dealing with like customers that, yeah, again, like they're not going to have a very high LTV. They're not the customers that you want, that are your ideal customer profile in the end. So interesting. That's a big learning curve.
In result, we face as a problem that we built a lot of features that used by customers for a few months only. And that was the most disappointing when you build in something very important and understand that the lifetime of this feature is just two months or just one customer. So it was totally important lesson.
Oh, yeah. And I think you see this often on Twitter, X, and like the product building community, SaaS community, where you'll have people like, oh, we should push out like a dark mode. Like we should definitely have dark mode on our platform. It's like, okay, maybe you should be focusing on what moves the needle for the customers that you have on your platform. Like what's actually important to your customer as opposed to like, oh, what looks cool, or what sounds like a good idea. And it sounds like you kind of got flooded with like the good ideas from like a lot of those customers here. But I'd love to go back to Advisor specifically, because obviously you've been building that platform for quite a while. You built it pretty heavily, doing really great. I'd love to hear like how your platform actually works when it comes to working with e-commerce store owners to get them better results in advertising. Like what does that process look like from someone when they connect with you to the point when they're starting to seeing higher returns, like that 600% of like ROAS that we mentioned, for example?
Thank you for asking. I love to talk about that. So the processes where we are right now is about 10 years in live mode with different product versions. So right now, the first, the process, it's a base process, which is most important, is even before customers became our client, we sit with the customer, we talk about his expectation about return of advertising spend. You will be surprised how many businesses having like 100K a month as well in sales don't know their return of advertising spend they're targeting, that when they will be break even, at which ROAS, et cetera. And they don't know what the target ROAS as well and why. So the first step is to sit with the customers and talk about the break-even ROAS based on the calculation they have on profit margin. We do it for them. We estimate what they have on account, and we can understand what issues they have, and based on our experience, how we can improve the returns they already have right now. And we're giving them returns we estimate for their brand. So when the first months will be started, they will be not surprised. So this is the first, and this helps us to increase retention really high, to like almost two times during the first 2 months. The next step is to set up an integration. So this is the most important in the AI era, and where is the data is most important, not the customer. Not the technologies you use, but how many data you have, because AI is rely on the data you have right now. This is AI targeting era right now. So it is important to have totally perfectly set up ad account, catalog, merchant center, pixel, server-side tracking. So everything should be fully set up as much as possible. The more quality of data we give into Meta or Google, the better, the shorter learning phase, and the better and higher return of advertising spend. This is the most important. And most of customers came to us having issues with the account, and they don't understand why they have low returns. So the problem simply in the not well set up settings and accounts, etc., their environment. So the third step is the campaign architecture and setup. There are so many different campaigns that you can start. And for e-commerce, to be honest, there's like thousands of options. So we believe in particular campaigns, and we set up the AI-powered campaigns. This is a catalog base only. This is Advantage Plus shopping campaign. This is Performance Max in Google. We know the settings that works for a particular customer based on their business size. And the next step is to provide the correct advertising creatives, settings, ad copy, based on our expertise as well. So all these things, this is the first steps. This is most important to done the first 2 weeks. And in order to reach the scale, we have that we were making the most work before customer getting high return from advertising spend. So, and once the all the settings set up correctly, we can receive the first data in the first 2 weeks. Then we can analyze it and decide if this brand ready to scale budget or not. And if not, why? Where is the problem? Inside the business logic, inside the business model, inside the conversion of the website, or somewhere else. We're analyzing that, then implementing optimization and helping go into the next review phase, like in the next 2 weeks. And this repeating model, every 2 weeks, we see if customer ready to grow, we grow. If not, why? And we making changes. So that's why how important human here, because to be honest, I don't see option how to automate all these reviews for customers personally, because there is so many things impact that I tried thinking, and I keep trying thinking how to automate that, but I still don't have idea how to do that. So because we have, that's why we have advertising experts who came and help customers to grow. And basically the scaling starts, this is the next phase, and our goal here is to help customers to scale with the break-even ROAS or target ROAS steadily. So we are not we are not going to increase budget more than 20% per month, and this is very important. Otherwise, the returns of the advertising spends will be low, and profitability will not be reached. So we will lose customers. This process of scaling. Because we focused on small businesses, takes our relationship for more than 2 years. This is not a one-day process.
Oh, no. And I mean, I think you're doing the right thing, though, with setting up, like, it sounds like the infrastructure, like, setting up that first is probably the most critical thing. Like, you need to have the brand, the clients that you're working with, really understand, like, the numbers that they should be shooting for, the KPIs, before they start spending away. Because you're going to have brands say, like, oh, like, I need a through 3x like ROAS, like, okay, why? And they can't give you an answer explanation for that. And it's like, yeah, you probably need to know what your break-even ROAS is before you start spending on ads and everything like that. And I mean, I think that's an important factor where, like, when you work with clients, you go one step at a time. You don't try to, like, full send it and then double the budget in, like, a day, and then hopefully they make more money out of doing so. You take a more, like, analytical approach, from what I could tell with what you were saying. And I feel like not everyone does that. And one of the things that I thought was interesting, because you talked about, like, AI quite a lot, and then you mentioned that obviously we can't automate everything. Maybe at some point we will, but at the moment we obviously cannot automate every single thing. What I'd really be curious to hear is a bit about the balance between the AI automation, but also having that, like, human expertise. Like, a lot of these automation tools, they're completely hands off, but you've built in this, like, layer of, like, ad experts. Like, what kind of made you decide that human touch was, like, needed, and, like, where do these, like, expert add value where, like, the AI can't? I'd be curious to hear.
This is very important, as I already mentioned, to have human expertise. First of all, let's be the basic level. All customers came to us because they see that we offer human expertise, human guidance, and human at all. And when you invest in some money in the machine, in the software, you don't understand, you don't see, or you don't feel the trust there because you're using it first time. But when there is a human, you can discuss with someone your money that you're investing, the trust is higher. And that's something that people look in when they... We also use AI automation as example for messaging and for customer support. When customers mostly asking some questions, the second input will be connecting with a human. So they even don't want to talk with the bots. So the first thing that's important is to have a connection with the client, and client looking this connection and trust. The second point, it is really hard to or impossible to automate everything. Most of new features right now delivered by Meta or Google available only in user interface. It used to be API first, but right now all the new features is only ad manager first. So it means that if you rely on automatization API only, you will not be able to deliver the first features among competitors. Yeah, they deliver it by Google or by Meta, and you can't provide any advantages comparing to agencies. So agencies get the first features. We are advertising managers. I think this is the most important that I want to tell you about two things. Yeah. Be human and able to provide all the new features that are currently available.
Yeah, and I feel like if you rely strictly on like the API, you will end up being left behind.
You also asked about AI and role of AI. Sure. So where are we using AI? First of all, we rely a lot on AI powered by Google and Meta. So we try to understand where they're using AI in their tools, how we can use them without hurting the performance. So we want to separate their AI layer. This is about AI targeting. This is they have a lot of tools that we implementing, but this is their AI, where we have our own AI and automatization. First of all, we automate everything related to manual tasks, like what ad copy to choose, how to create campaign, what campaign, based on which data we can make the better decision. So we have a lot of internal automatization that manual tasks. That help our advertising experts to manage not two or five accounts, but manage hundreds of accounts per month. This is where we use automation. And where we use AI, where automatization needs creativity. As example, which ad copy to choose. And there is some best practices what ad message should be, and we have data from customer as it's available on the website and product, and we match these best practices, and AI help us to define the 120 symbols and message tagline that perfectly meets to the customer needs or based according to the best rules of advertising. Mm-hmm. So this example where we use AI and optimization in human.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to AI, like you mentioned, like versus managing 5-10 accounts, you can manage like 100. It just allows us to be like more efficient in like the end. Like AI is not gonna be like an ad expert and add like every single part of the client experience, make sure that everything is going smoothly. It's going to handle like the tasks that are more like manual, that can be automated, more like admin oriented. And you also mentioned creativity. So it does help you to sometimes just brainstorm new ideas. Like you might not think of certain things. Oh, it's going to pop up a new idea in your mind. Like, okay, maybe we test out this hook. Maybe we test out this creative. So it just allows you to be more efficient. Like it's not something that's going to handle from A to Z everything. And I think it's really interesting that you mentioned, because I mean, I think everyone sees that. Like if I go on like a website and then I see like an AI bot pop up, like the first thing I'm going to ask is like, can I speak to a human instead of speaking to an AI? And that's like what clients want. Like they want that human touch. And I feel like on the customer side of things, that's where there needs to be a human. But on the more like mundane admin oriented tasks, this is where you can add like the efficiency within like an organization. And it sounds like you guys have crushed it. You mastered how to do it effectively to be able to scale and really deliver for your clients here. So I love that here. And for anyone that's like a brand, let's say like a brand that fits the criteria, like they haven't launched a dropshipping store like yesterday and they want to use your platform. Like they've been around the block, they're doing some advertising, they're looking to get to that next level. Is there like 2-3 bullet points that you would give them as far as like tips or like things they should be implementing in like the next couple of weeks, couple months? You're like, hey, if you do these simple changes, you're going to see a very big difference in your advertising performance or anything of the sort.
Okay, so this is going to be very important. I hope a lot of brands will hear that. First of all, stop running hundreds of ads. The goal of for e-commerce is to find out is to build one campaign that is evergreen, that includes all the product catalogs, products from all product catalog, and works for years, like evergreen campaign, catalog based, only one campaign, and stop changing settings, budget every few days. Give it at least a month to work at low budget, and then scale no more than 20% at a time, and give it self-optimize. This is both for, works for Meta and Google. A lot of brands simply changing settings every few days without waiting the learning phase to be finished. We have a lot of hundreds of examples when simply waiting 30 days helped it to reach 2x, to increase 2x in return on advertising spend from 2x to 4x, etc. So it's most important, this is the first, stop changing evergreen campaigns too often and don't grow budget and don't start with high budget. The second point, the Shopify and Facebook has a native integration with that allows you to have product catalog inside the Meta. And there is the one problem that each product has about 10 variants. Even you, if you have the same product picture, your catalog on Meta will have five variants of with the same pictures, but it will be different in the size, like S, M, or L. But when you use this product to advertise, Meta will show the same product 5x. And if you have your product catalogs, like they'll show you 5x the same person to understand which one is better. But this is the same. So we tested it. We know this. And when your catalog is thousands of products and each of them has 10 of the same variants, 10 variants of the same product, you have 10,000 products. So it means that your learning phase will be super long. You will waste a lot of time inefficiently. So what we recommend as to focus is to remove product variants. So your catalog should have only one product variant per product. It will shorten the learning phase drastically. And when you're starting your product catalog sales or evergreen campaign based on product, start with best sellers. So this step is to shorten learning phase again, is to focus on best sellers only. It should be from 30 to 150 products, depending on brand size. And then step by step scale the amount of products inside the product advertised product set. That helps you to scale more efficiently, more faster learning phase to be overcome, etc. And the last point, work with experts and delegate advertising responsibilities to agency or to expert, to freelancer, I don't know. But don't do it yourself. This is a lot of work to done, a lot of expertise, knowledge to know. ChatGPT will not help with all the information you need to know. So it's better to hire and work with experts as soon as possible.
I don't know. I agree with that because I know we started like running ads for like our company, and like one of the things that I've learned is like we were in like a coaching program specifically for ads. And Facebook would recommend you stuff like be like, yeah, check that on. Like this will help your ads perform much better. And then you would just go in the program like, yeah, turn all of that off. Like it's gonna mess up your ads. You're gonna pay so much more, and you're gonna get no results. So by working with experts again, you get to exactly know like what you should be doing, and you skip that learning curve. If you're like a e-commerce brand owner trying to do this yourself, you're probably gonna spend weeks, probably months, trying to learn how to run ads, and then you're gonna learn that. Probably didn't do it effectively versus if you work with someone that's managing 1,000 ad accounts. I mean, they have so many more data points and like numbers and data that they can look at and give you more like accurate feedback and insights on what you should be doing. So I love that. And I think that's probably the best thing that you could have said. And I speak to a lot of people. It's always like, hey, delegate what's not your zone of genius. get someone that knows how to do it, work with them, and they'll crush it for you here. So perfect. Yeah. Paul, I really appreciate you coming on the show here. And for anyone that wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do so? I know you're active on LinkedIn, but anywhere else people should be looking here?
So the most easiest way is to LinkedIn. But if I'm not replying there, just go to our landing page and say hi to our chatbot and say, connect me with a human. And then let me know what you're looking for. Someone from my team definitely will send it to me as soon as possible. This will be the fastest way. Yeah. Go to Advisely, go to chatbot, and give anything you'd like to give. So we read all the messages.
Great. Well, you heard that, everyone. Head over to advisely.com if you want to learn more. To our listeners, if you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. You can also find more insights at wepreach.com, where we're dedicated to helping entrepreneurs build their thought leadership and business by getting them on podcasts and launching their own podcasts. Until then, keep pushing, and we'll see you in the next one.